This is a special session edition of Capital Insider, an insider's guide to Oklahoma politics and policy. I'm Dick Pryor with the Capital News Director Sean Ashley, who is at the Capitol right now on a day that has seen a strange turn of events. Sean, lawmakers are still trying to find a way to fill the state's $215 million budget hole, so a House committee considered a bill that would have raised money to fill the hole. What happened?
Well, this bill is very much like the proposal that was considered the other day on the House floor that included an increase in tobacco taxes, an increase in the tax on 3.2 beer, and a fuel tax, but it also included an increase in the gross production tax incentive rate, that rate that is 2% for the first 36 months. It would have moved it to 4% for the first 36 months. It was assumed that the bill would pass and move on to the House floor for consideration this weekend, but instead, the bill failed on an 11-11 vote. That means it remains the property of the committee, but it also means that it could not move toward the floor. As a result, the Senate Joint Committee on Appropriations and Budget canceled its meeting this afternoon and did not take up the measure. So right now, it's completely in limbo.
A tie meant the bill failed, but the chair of the committee did not vote.
That's what is very interesting in this case. The chair of the committee, who is also author of the bill, did not cast a vote, as well as another member of the Republican caucus within the committee. That left it an 11-11 tie, which means the bill does not pass. The bill could be reconsidered tomorrow. The committee has now adjourned. But it is unclear where they plan to go with this.
The Speaker and the Speaker pro tem, either one, could have also voted. That's been done before.
That's correct. House Speaker Charles McCall or Speaker pro tem Harold Wright could have entered the meeting and could have cast a vote. They are ex officio members of all House committees, and they have done so in the past to help move legislation forward.
So that's the revenue bill. What about the teacher pay raise bill and the bill that would have raised money for a state employee pay raise?
Well, that was rather interesting because those bills were considered first in advance of the proposal to raise those taxes, and the teacher pay raise bill passed and the state employee pay raise passed, along with reestablishing the refundability of the earned income tax credit. However, each one of these bills has specific language that ties them to the revenue measure. As a result, without the revenue measure passing, they essentially don't have any impact because they wouldn't take effect.
Will the House JCAB committee come back tomorrow?
That's what we're waiting to see. We have yet to hear from House leaders to indicate what they plan to do. They could take that bill up again and give it another vote. It could pass or it could fail. If it passes, it would be likely that the Senate Joint Committee on Appropriations and Budget would meet and take up that bill and the other measures and approve them and send them on to the floor. They could then be considered in the House first.
And when would they likely be considered on the floor?
That move could come as early as tomorrow, or that could come as early as Saturday, or it could be pushed back to Sunday. The Senate has indicated that it plans to meet Saturday and Sunday. The House has indicated that it plans to meet at least on Saturday. They hope to get this work completed within the next week so that these tax revenues can be collected by the beginning of February.
And that's critical for the healthcare agencies that are losing millions of dollars, that a resolution be reached by November 1st or a couple of days after.
That's exactly right. As Terry White told us just last week, if they don't have some money coming in fairly quickly, they will literally begin running out of money and have to shut down programs. The same is true for the Department of Human Services and the Oklahoma Healthcare Authority, although they have a couple of more months that they can survive before they begin to have begin shutting down programs.
And very quickly, if there is a plan B, that would likely mean more cuts.
That very likely would mean more cuts, tapping the rainy day fund as well.
All right, Sean Ashley, thanks. At the State Capitol, that's Capitol Insider. We'll be back again at 7:45 on Monday morning. And if you'd like to contact us, you can do it at news@kgou.org or on Twitter @KGOU News. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.